Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video wasn't brought to you by any donations. I found a post on the goingyourownway.com forum by someone named Prorate508, and he watched a video by Aaron Clary recently called Equilibrium Returns to the Sexual Marketplace. And here's what he has to say, and I quote, "As increasing numbers of men are rejected as eligible mates because they're the unwanted 80%, they're beginning to shut down, stop their contribution to society, and are doing just enough to get by. This is already starting to happen now, and the signs are already there, i.e. the difficulty to find hardworking employees these days. I'm not entirely against this. Males do an immense amount of work for the maintenance of civilizations, especially in the physically hard professions, including construction workers, mechanics, police, firemen, etc. The reward they expect is to satisfy their sex drive. If they decide their efforts are futile and withdraw, that will be a kind of strike and eventually reestablish their importance and dignity," unquote. Prorate 508 is seeing what I'm seeing, that men going on strike from marriage and relationships or being sent their own way is one of the reasons for the runaway inflation that we're facing. The powers that don't want you to be figure that if they just raise interest rates high enough, unemployment rates will skyrocket. That'll put less pressure on wages, as employers can then dictate the terms of salaries instead, because right now it's the employees that are doing so. Aaron Clary says that the male labor participation rate among young men is going down, that they are not motivated to work the long hours that they have to in order to get a relationship or hoped of getting one. Aaron's thesis is also that women don't really want men at all. In the past they needed us, but now they don't need us thanks to technology and cheap energy. If you take girls out of men's lives, what are guys going to do? Aaron says they will work 20 hours a week and live with their parents. Their parents die and then they get the house. That's what's been going on in Europe for the longest time already. So it appears that North American men are now doing a cock-benefit analysis and realizing that there aren't enough attractive blondes out there to feed it, so they're checking out. I think the term Aaron Clary is looking for is called lying flat. He says that without an army of men working 50, 60, or even 70 hours a week, society will crumble. This then means guys will be forced to work for peanuts to survive. He also used to believe that living with your parents was an awful thing, but it makes sense if you're still single and not planning on getting married to stay in your childhood home. Just give $400 to your parents each month from your part-time job and you're all set. He thinks that as more men check out of chicks, this will lead to much lower standard of living. My question is, why not go to Eastern Europe when the standard of living in the West falls and is very similar, especially when it's safe in places like Romania or Serbia where the majority of the population is white? I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Western leaders thinking they can trick blue-pilled cucks into being their slaves with no access to a wife, clown world show. Clary is right that our standard of life will drop as less men work, and those that remain on the job are going to be demanding higher wages, fueling inflation. Overall, though, the deflationary pressures on the economy will also be pretty big. We're now seeing the deflation in populations because people are not reproducing. We're seeing deflation in the money supply because people aren't borrowing as much to buy a house for a wife that they don't need. So to keep the system from imploding, the money printers have to be running at full force. What I like about Aaron's video is that he talks about the red pill rage, a term that I coined. He also says that if the human race is to continue, we need a new sexual marketplace dynamic. Hallelujah. Finally, someone like Aaron Clary gets it. He's saying what I've been saying for years now, that humanity needs a new social contract and we're not going back to traditionalism. That we need new equilibrium and a new social contract. He stopped just short of saying that guys can actually use surrogacy to have kids these days. Men are also going to walk away until men no longer support the welfare state and it finally implodes. Aaron points out that men are also not staying in shape these days, that most of them have no work ethic. I'm predicting that the men that do the hard work and make money won't do it through official channels and pay taxes to welfare states in the West anymore. What do you think the cryptocurrencies are for? The smaller number of men that choose to work longer hours and can do so remotely will leave the West with their assets and income and spend it someplace else, while the West ramps up immigration to stave off the inevitable which is population and economic collapse, because men aren't motivated to work hard because there aren't enough women for them. Remember that without a hard-working middle class, the social spending comes to an end as more and more men go simply into survival mode. I think the throttling of my YouTube channel and many others promoting men going their own way is because the government is worried that men are checking out of the labor pool because they've taken the black pill. Funny enough, black-pilled content is still being heavily promoted. Recently came out that the Department of Homeland Security is working with big tech to censor and suppress content that it sees as misinformation. This was done under Trump and is not actually a left-right issue. Remember, it was Bush, too, that created that department. Homeland Security is probably working with big tech to suppress MGTOW as well and is going to slow it slightly, but it's still like farting against the wind. It's going to create a lot of blowback. MGTOWs, at least most of us, still want to work and build up assets and pay our taxes. The black pillars, on the other hand, are completely nihilistic, and they're the ones that are going to be more likely to stop working and lay flat and add to the inflation. This laziness is something we see in developing countries, and if the West becomes like that, then the infrastructure will turn to shit even more so than it already is. And there really isn't much holding people together in the West with regards to a social cohesion, and then the West will begin to depopulate. Especially if there's no more money to give to immigrants and migrants that come in. The West is going to look like Eastern Europe in the end. Another person also said this with regards to single men crashing the economy under that post, and I quote, "The West is in the end stages of the golden era of wealth, stability, and luxury. Women and feminist dogma now dominate the media, the corporate world, and academia. Men are dropping out of these institutions due to both legal employment risks and being treated unequally. Women will soon dominate politics. Progressive slash woke media can only delay the impending realignment and rebalancing as men are losing or unwilling to serve in their classical protector, worker, provider role in society." Atlas is shrugging. Even with the rapid increase in blue-collar pay, not all men are willing to work the trades or the knuckle-buckle-busting dirty jobs. A currency collapse will end feminism in a month after the lights go out. The shelves are run bare. The government and corporate checks stop flowing, and no one answers 911. The realignment will be multi-generational. Then women will once again need men, and men will gladly retake their God-given role. And the funny thing is, for once in decades, women may actually be happy for a bit, unquote. Yes, women will dominate politics in the next 15 to 20 years, because that's when they'll make up the majority of politicians in most countries. I've been beating that drum for the last 5 years as well. Also, it's true that Atlas is shrugging, but I'd say it's more like having an army of tiny male Atlases that are all shrugging simultaneously and independently and not knowing each other. Individually, they mean nothing, but as a whole, they lead to the collapse of the West. A currency collapse is coming if the current inflation can't be controlled. We'll have a hyperinflation. If they get the interest rates over the rate of inflation, then governments will go bust and their currencies will crash as well. Also, yes, women will be happy after the fourth turning crisis is finally over. It'll be like the 1950s all over again. But that won't last because only 20 years later, once things settle down, feminism will probably come roaring back. Notice that there wasn't really much feminism going on during the Great Depression and WW2. Women went from re-mode to survival mode. Another very important thing that Aaron mentioned was that there won't be as many self-motivated, go-getting men without testosterone rising. The low testosterone counts are helping make many men walk away from the working world. They are missing the testosterone, the hormone of the gods. There was a study done in the 1950s and 1960s in a Scandinavian country with new male conscripts into the army, and they found those that watched a lot of television were the ones with the lowest testosterone counts. I guess that's the best way to pacify and pacify your population, by giving them cheap big screen distractions to lower their male hormone and make them less aggressive. But you do that long enough and they won't be even aggressive enough to keep your infrastructure humming. Maybe the elites are hoping that some sort of AI robots will replace the male labor force. Well, that's a dream that's still a long ways away. I watched more than half of Aaron Clary's video, and it was his conclusions that I was interested in, which he got a bit wrong. The only way to get the birth rates up is going to be outside of family structures. I think that eventually the government is going to have to pay women for surrogacy and nanny services, and then put those kids in orphanages in some sort of dark dystopia. He was right when he said a Brave New World breeding program was coming, but he was wrong when he said that women would use sperm banks and raise their own babies. The children will be the government's children. If governments do that, then they'll be able to have a complete command and control economy. They'll get exactly how many people they need. But what if some of those humans that are raised in the government orphanages want to have families of their own one day? Will the government let them? The future is looking bleak. With regards to currency collapse, Aaron is also a proponent of Bitcoin. It's going to be one of the few stores of value that's portable that the government won't be able to confiscate. It's an escape valve to the coming collapse, and everyone needs to get some. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that you'll be able to smash endless amounts of women if government currencies collapse and Bitcoin is all that's left standing. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps Homeland Security from going after MGTOW when it's just the symptom of a greater problem away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.